金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。
欢迎各位朋友收听澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 中文部为您制作的金融世界节目，我是刘江。
我是马建元。在今天的节目中，我们要继续谈谈
World Trade Organization
世界贸易组织。
在以前的节目中，我们为您介绍过世界贸易组织的前身是
General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade
关税及贸易总协定，英文的简称是
GATT，
它是在1947年由23个国家在日内瓦签订的，后来发展到有100多个成员国。
澳洲广播电台金融节目主持人巴里·克拉克介绍了关贸总协成立后的几轮谈判。
There were seven GATT negotiating rounds held throughout the 1950s, 1960s and 1970s, which helped free up international trade. But because of a revival of protectionism in the 1970s and 80s, problems began to develop.The eighth and final GATT round, the Uruguay round, took place against this background and in the more difficult international economic environment of the 1980s and 90s. Many of the problems encountered during the Uruguay round stemmed from an ambitious agenda which sought to extend the GATT disciplines to areas such as trade in agricultural products and trade in services and intellectual property.
下面我们分段听一遍巴里·克拉克的这段谈话和中文翻译。
There were seven GATT negotiating rounds held throughout the 1950s, 1960s and 1970s, which helped free up international trade. But because of a revival of protectionism in the 1970s and 80s, problems began to develop.
在1950年代及60和70年代，一共进行了七轮关贸总协的谈判。这些谈判有助于国际贸易的自由化，但是由于70年代和80年代保护主义重新抬头，问题开始出现。
The eighth and final GATT round, the Uruguay round, took place against this background and in the more difficult international economic environment of the 1980s and 90s.
关贸总协的第八轮也是最后一轮谈判，即乌拉圭回合谈判，就是在这一背景下，在1980年代和90年代更为困难的国际经济环境中进行的。
Many of the problems encountered during the Uruguay round stemmed from an ambitious agenda, which sought to extend the GATT disciplines to areas such as trade in agricultural products and trade in services and intellectual property.
乌拉圭回合谈判中的许多问题都是来自雄心勃勃的谈判议程。这项议程要把关贸总协的规定延伸到农产品贸易、服务业及知识产权的贸易领域中。
下面我们把巴里·克拉克的这段谈话原文连起来听一遍。
There were seven GATT negotiating rounds held throughout the 1950s, 1960s and 1970s.Which helped free up international trade. But because of a revival of protectionism in the 1970s and 80s, problems began to develop. The eighth and final GATT round, the Uruguay round, took place against this background and in the more difficult international economic environment of the 1980s and 90s. Many of the problems encountered during the Uruguay round.Stemmed from an ambitious agenda, which sought to extend the GATT disciplines to areas such as trade in agricultural products and trade in services and intellectual property.
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。欢迎您继续收听澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目。
澳大利亚莫纳什大学亚太经合组织研究中心主任艾伦·奥克斯利对乌拉圭回合贸易谈判做了进一步的介绍， 他说
，It greatly expanded the scope of the GATT. In the past, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade had focused exclusively on world trade in goods.And the Uruguay round, greatly extended the ambit of the coverage to include a new set of issues, services, and it brought intellectual property in. A third technical change is that it significantly expanded the completeness of the coverage of the GATT trade rules. There were new disciplines introduced on subsidies. So, in fact, by the time that round had finished, there was a more complete application of the principles of trade in goods, which the original GATT had been designed to cover.
下面我们分段听一遍艾伦·奥克斯利的谈话和中文翻译。
It greatly expanded the scope of the GATT. In the past, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade had focused exclusively on world trade in goods. And the Uruguay round, greatly extended the ambit of the coverage.To include a new set of issues, services, and it brought intellectual property in.
这轮谈判大大扩展了关贸总协的范围，而过去关贸总协只专注于世界的货物贸易。同时，乌拉圭回合谈判也大大扩展了关贸总协涉及领域的界限，使它包括了一系列新的方面和服务行业，也包括了知识产权问题。
A third technical change is that it significantly.Expanded the completeness of the coverage of the GATT trade rules. There were new disciplines introduced on subsidies. So, in fact, by the time that round had finished, there was a more complete application of the principles of trade in goods, which the original GATT had been designed to cover.
第三个也是技术性的变化，是这轮谈判显著加强了关贸总协有关贸易规定的完整性，就政府为某些生产部门提供的补贴问题制定了新的规则。实际上，在这轮谈判结束时，商品贸易的准则已经得到更完全的实施，而这也正是最初签订关贸总协的目的。
下面我们再听一遍澳大利亚墨尔本莫纳什大学亚太经合组织研究中心主任艾伦·奥克斯利这段谈话的原文。
It greatly expanded the scope.Of the GATT. In the past, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade had focused exclusively on world trade in goods. And the Uruguay round, greatly extended the ambit of the coverage to include a new set of issues, services, and it brought intellectual property in. A third technical change is that it significantly expanded the completeness of the coverage of the GATT trade rules. There were new disciplines introduced on subsidies.So, in fact, by the time that round had finished, there was a more complete application of the principles of trade in goods, which the original GATT had been designed to cover.
。Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the most far-reaching trade negotiation ever. You, the negotiators of the 117 governments involved, have achieved an extraordinary success. With your approval, therefore,I gavel the Uruguay round is concluded.
1993年，经过七年的磋商，乌拉圭回合谈判宣告结束。117个成员国共同做出决定，要扩大关贸总协的规模，成立一个新的组织，也就是世界贸易组织
（World Trade Organization，
简称 WTO）。
澳大利亚莫纳什大学的理查德·斯纳普教授指出了世贸组织与它的前身关贸总协的不同之处。
One very big change is in the dispute settlement arrangements under the WTO, which are quite rather different from those under the GATT. Previously, if there was a dispute, there'd be a panel which would look at the dispute, and then a panel's report would come to the general body, and the report could only be accepted by consensus. So that meant that the guilty party, if you like to use that term, could obstruct the acceptance of it. What occurred in the Uruguay round was a turning around of this.And so the panel's report in examining the case can now only be rejected by consensus, which is a dramatic change and has given the dispute settlement procedure very strong teeth.
下面我们分段听一遍斯纳普教授的谈话和中文翻译。
One very big change is in the dispute settlement arrangements under the WTO, which are quite rather different from those under the GATT. Previously, if there was a dispute, there'd be a panel which would look at a dispute, and then a panel's report would come to the general body, and the report could only be accepted by consensus. So that meant that the guilty party, if you like to use that term, could obstruct the acceptance of it.
一个很大的变化就是世贸组织解决争端的安排与原来的官贸总协大不相同。过去如果发生了争执，一个专门的小组会对争执进行调查，然后向最高机构提出报告。这一报告只有在全体成员一致同意的情况下才能获得接受。这就意味着负有责任的一方能够阻止接受这一报告。
What occurred in the Uruguay round was a turning around of this. And so the panel's report in examining a case can now only be rejected by consensus, which is a dramatic change and has given the dispute settlement procedure very strong teeth.
乌拉圭回合谈判改变了这一点，使调查某一贸易争端的专门小组的报告现在只能被一致意见所推翻。这是一个引人注目的变化，赋予解决争端的程序以强有力的手段。
下面我们再把澳大利亚莫纳什大学斯纳普教授的谈话原文连起来听一遍。
One very big change is in the dispute settlement arrangements under the WTO, which are quite rather different from those under the GATT. Previously, if there was a dispute, there'd be a panel which would look at a dispute, and then a panel's report would come to the general body, and the report could only be accepted by consensus. So that meant that the guilty party, if you like to use that term, could obstruct the acceptance of it. What occurred in the Uruguay round was a turning around of this. And so the panel's report in examining a case can now only be rejected by consensus, which is a dramatic change and has given the dispute settlement procedure very strong teeth.
各位朋友，我们今天的金融世界节目到这里就结束了，是由澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 中文部为您制作的。
您对我们的节目有什么建议和要求，请写信到中国北京9023号信箱，邮政编码100600。
你也可以从我们在互联网的网页上获取本节目的文字材料，我们的网址是 www.abc.net.au/RA。
马建元和刘璋在澳大利亚墨尔本，谢谢您的收听。